कया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतो तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते First of all, my thousands and thousands of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishmad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Maharaj, and into the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Srisila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I am very happy to come to Bristol and see Raghunath Bhatta and his wife. So much thanks to them, my hearty blessings to them. They are preaching so well here. And they have invited all the devotees from Birmingham here and there, and all are assembled here. What is our preaching? We see that the world has advanced from a stone age, from even more before Prastar age, stone age, then iron age, then silver age, now has reached to computer age. new inventions are going on. In medical science, you know, in cooking science also, in transportation and communication, oh, very strange and wonderful invention are coming. Now, aeroplane more swift than sound also, we can go everywhere. Also, from here we can see India any moment, cricket play here and there, basketball here and there, we can see. What, who is telling, we can see him and speaking. The world has so much advanced. But we see that also the bad fruit of these inventions, those we have come closer, whole world now. And we are all trying to make this world happy. Everyone want to make happy. But we see that anyone is not happy. When in that they call it a stone age, there was never any stone age. I think that was golden age, when creation was done. All were happy. No big palatial buildings, but all hearts were together with love and affection. We know how Bharat Maharaj, we know Prahlad Maharaj, how they were happy. We know the Ram Rajya, the kingdom of Ram, all were happy. Especially, wife and husband's relation was so hard. Never they
divorced.
The relation between brothers and brothers, brother and brother, sisters, and all were so lovely and affectionate. Now, though we are all closer and closer, but this thing, the love and affection, has gone away. Especially now in this age, this is called Kali Yuga. All are busy to maintain their only this body, thinking that this body is myself. So if in this world any man is so happy, some are happy with all these things, very good palatial buildings, high living and all these things, even why we should do bhajan? Why? If he is then happy with dogs and wine and with all these things, then why we should do bhajan? I want to clear it. So first I want that Urukkam Prabhu should speak about this. If anyone is happy with all these things, with dogs and all wine and things, then why we need to do bhajan? Come on and speak something with very strong. You should come on here, on the stage, and you should sit and with a very bold voice. You can see. Fifteen minutes. Oh, ठीक है। We should come to 500 prior to this time. Prior to this, about 500 years before, everywhere there were going wars. In India, in England, in France, Italy, America, everywhere. They wanted freedom. That if we will have freedom, we will be free, then we will be happy. So many wars here. I have heard of a war of roses here and there, so many. Why? That we will be free. But by that war, they became free or not, this is the question. India has become now free. Britain has left it. Are they happy? Spain has given his so many Republican
colonies.
England, he was
like
United Kingdom. But where now? What is free? Only this independence will not give the transcendental this independence. We are more unhappy now. Again war here and there. All are quarreling. Even wife and husbands are not happy, they are quarreling. Sons are quarreling. Little boy, I heard in America, they have gone and shooted so many children. For no reason. Why all this are going? This is the sign of symptom of advancement? I think not. That where we are, we should think. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He told, this is the not process of being happiness. By wealth, by position, by drinking, by smoking, by taking delicious foods, by singing, by making merry, we cannot be happy. So what he did? He gave all positions. And he took only door and coffin. Door coffin means?
Door and coffin.
He left everything. And chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
He surrendered to Krishna. Though he was Krishna, but was giving instruction for others. If you are not surrendering to Supreme Personality of God, through your Guru, Transcendental Master, oh, you cannot be happy. Never. You can see that he is one of the disciples, like Raghunath Das. What he did was very wealthy. His fathers were very wealthy. His wife was so beautiful in India at that time. He had all kinds of facilities, every kind. But he left. He again followed life. You know all these things. And they became happy. If you are in this human body, not realizing who are you, you are eternal servant of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So if you are not realizing Krishna in this life, you cannot be happy with lakhs and lakhs processes adopting nothing. You will be always unhappy. You see that next, Rupa and Sanatana, Raghunath, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Raya Ramananda, Sarupta. They were like this, so big kings and kings. And they left. Why they left? Because happiness is not there in wealth and position and all other things. They cannot give us happiness. If soul will be happy by realizing Krishna and by coming and serving Radha and Krishna conjugal, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, then anyone can be happy, really. That is why, at that time, in whole world there was a revolution. In India, so many saints came at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In every part of world at that time. So, we should think that affluence and this wealth, oh, cannot give you happiness. Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Because we see that I have heard and seen from any reasonable source that what name? Jesus Christ. He went to India and there he heard the name of Krishna, and from Krishna then Christus, and then Christus to Christ, then Christ Jesus. He was follower of Krishna actually. No difference, some difference. Difference of language only. So we are pure Christians like. We believe in God, Supreme God. So Christ is only Krishna. So anywhere we will see, he has a very beautiful say. He is so powerful, having so much appearances. And at the same time, he is very powerful. Krishna is so merciful that he invested his all power, all qualities, all mercy, all opulence in his name, that fallen souls also can chant name and they will be purified and they will be happy in this life and other lives also. So in this age there is nothing more powerful process to be happy other than chanting name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And that is why he made 80 slokes. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhav maha dhavagam nirvaparam. By this, what the effect will be, he has told. That you will sink in the ocean of ananda, pleasure and happiness. Waves of prema and love and affection will come and you will be happy forever. But process is this, in brief, trina dapi suni chena taro rafi sahi sununa amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Trina dapi suni chena, you should try to be more humble than even a straw. Strike and again stand up. Kintu, devotees should be more humble than that. They should be tolerance with tolerance. They should have this tolerance quality. Don't quarrel for anything. Don't quarrel. Tattayanu kampam. This is the slokas we should remember. That all the problems are coming due to our past activities. So in these life we should not do any bad activities. Always chanting, remembering. Like tree, his bark, his seed, his fruits, his leaves, his juice, his shade, everything is for others, not for him. So devotees should be more like this, more than tolerant than trees. And if he will give any stone, he will give you a very sweet fruit. You can cut his branches and everything and you can make chair, this and that. No harm. And if you will go again in the shade of that tree, he will not tell, oh, go on from here. Get out from here. He will not tell. So you should be tolerant like this. And you should try to give proper respect to all, especially to devotees. I am saying this is a very big problem. We cannot give proper respect to Gurudev, to devotees, what to others. So they are like animals. If they are chanting, remembering, and even they are not having these qualities, not giving proper respect to devotees, Gurudev and others, in animals they are like an donkey or ass. So we should try to learn all this. Proper giving respect. You can give proper respect. We have completed. Okay. Oh.
आप पंडित पुजारी जी, आप तो हिंदी जरूर जानते हैं, आपको देखने से मालूम है आप गुजरात के रहने वाले हैं। तो हम लोग 7:30 तक, हम लोग 7:30 में आपका होगा ना,
जब मैं रेडी हो जाऊंगा मैं आपको,
हम आपको बतला देंगे।
व्हाट आर यू इंटरेस्टेड
इन? आई रिक्वेस्ट टू ऑल डिवोटीज टू गिव रेस्पेक्ट टू ऑल, इवन टू एनिमल, ट्रीज एंड क्रीपर्स एंड जनरल पर्संस, बट एस्पेशली टू डिवोटीज अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर स्टेज। कनिष्ठ मध्यम यू शुड नो इन व्हाट स्टेज दे आर, एंड इफ नॉट नोइंग जनरली यू शुड ट्राई टू गिव ऑन प्रॉपर रेस्पेक्ट टू ऑल एंड एस्पेशली टू गुरुदेव। डोंट नेग्लेक्ट, डोंट थिंक दैट ही इज ए मैन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन, बट गुरुदेव शुड ऑल्सो बी ऑफ दैट रैंक। ऑल दी क्वालिटीज व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग, oh, it will be in full in Gurudev first. He will have all the quality. Give him respect. Don't want him, never want, he should want any respect from others. Like Haridas Thakur, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like others, Mahaprabhu, he never wanted any respect. When he went to Kashi Varanasi, in the council of Mayavadi Sannyasi, about 88,000, and he sat near the place which was only for washing feet. How? He was humble. So we should try to do all these things. Even from heart we should not want. We should not think that Gurudev is like general persons. He is sadharana, ordinary person. Sometimes we forget all these things. And you to do some these offenses to Gurudev sometimes. So all Gurus are not like some. If the Gurudev is expert, having all these qualities, we should be very, very careful. We cannot say that Gurudev, you have not given anything to me. I don't want anything from you. Oh, this is quite bad thing. Gurudev has brought from Golok Vrindavan this Krishna Prem in line of Gurudev. Why he has not given anything? But ordinary we see that he has not given anything. He has given everything to you. So we should realize this. And by this we can be happy. We should try to totally surrender and follow. So we should learn from his character. Be very high class of character you should give. And then chant and remember. Don't want anything. Have good relation with Krishna. In mantra, when Guru gives this mantra, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, and then Krishna Mantra, Kama Gayatri, Pancha Tattva Harinam. He gives some relations. We should try to realize all these things. Every mantra, each mantra has its
predominating deity.
Adhishtatri Devata. Deity. We should think that who is that in Brahma Gayatri, in Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri. And we should know that what is the relation with that predominated deity and Maisha. And first it should be prapatti. Prapatti, then Saranagati, and then what are the three things? It seems three are one, but there is something different. In conditional stage, you cannot do Atmanivedana. Never you cannot do Atmanivedana. You don't know yourself that who is Atma, who is soul, who am I. So how Atmanivedana can be done? So it is better when we are in conditional way. We are no even Shraddha. We are hearing something, a little seed of bhakti bees has come. At that time we can surrender by only ton body. And this is called prapatti. Gurudev, I am yours. But really at that time even you are telling by words, you cannot follow. But even we can surrender to Gurudev. This is called prapatti. And then Saranagati, six limbs of Saranagati. What is this? Anukullena Pratikullena Vibhajati Rakshasa Iteti Vishwaso Goptitve Varanam Tatha Atmanikshepa Karpanna Sadvidhasa. Which is favorable in bhakti? Oh, we should adopt. Oh, very strongly. And what is unfavorable, this would be anything. If our building, wife, father, mother, even guru, if guru is criticizing others and he is not following, having no qualities of Trinadapi Sunecha, and always he is criticizing even his Gurudev, then he should be given up. Like Bali Maharaj, Shukracharya. Bharat Maharaj, his mother. Gopi, their husbands. Bharat, his brother. Vibhishan, his brother. Like this. So, we should try to take favorables and give up. And then, Krishna is my saviour. He will save me. This is more essential. If you are thinking that Krishna is almighty, he is powerful, he can save us, none can save us. And if you are surrendered to him, then Krishna will save you. Then why to be worried for all these things? This is most essential. I don't want anything, I want Krishna, he will save me. He is my protector life. And then, Goptitve Varnam. Oh, I am surrendered to him and he is my everything. He will save me. And then, Atmanivedanam. Karpani. Very, very humble. Very humble. So, Raghunath Das Goswami left everything. Was he worried that from where I will collect money, from where I will take prasadam? Never. Even his father sent so much money, Brahmins and all others, but he refused. And Mahaprabhu then became so happy. Even he left that Anand Bazar where he used to take prasadam. He left even that, Singhadwar also. And he began to take Mahaprasadam from Jagannath temple where cows were feeding. And he used to take, even cows rejected. And he used to wash and give some. Bhaluna khaive ar bhaluna paribe. Amani manodhaye Krishna. So we should take shelter of Krishna. And he is very powerful. If you are observed in chanting, remembering and doing all these things, Krishna will take your paraphernalia on his head and his soldiers and his. So, if you are doing, this is Saranagati. And then Atmanivedan, it be to whom? To that mantra guru, the deity of that mantra. And then Atmanivedanam. You will realize Atma soul and you will. So by these things, you should try to know all these things. Don't desire worldly things. And thus, you should chant Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram,
and be happy forever. Be in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Raghunath, Swarup Damodara Ramanand, and thus be happy. Now you should go to take darshan of deity. The aarti is there. Gaur Pramana.